the rest of the story. This was John's big chance. Quarterback George Shaw, one of the best in professional football, had just been tackled by the Chicago Bears, and everybody knew immediately what had happened. Shaw's left leg was broken. And that was it for the season. So now suddenly the backup quarterback, the young fellow who had barely made it to the pros, was trotting out onto the field. The coach had hoped that John would never have to play, because the coach knew the rest of the story. John was just plain too small for football. In fact, he'd never have played quarterback in high school had the team's starting quarterback not broken his ankle. After graduating, John tried out for Notre Dame. The coaches there were astonished he'd even bothered to try out. "You can't play football, weighing 145 pounds, they told him. They told him the same thing at Indiana U, at the University of Maryland, and at Lehigh. Finally, he was accepted at the University of Louisville, but not only was their football team a perennial loser, they kept John on the bench as a third-string quarterback. After college, John was drafted in the 9th round by the Pittsburgh Steelers. Nobody knows exactly why, because when they got him into training camp, the Pittsburgh coaches decided, that's right, not big enough. So before the season even started, Pittsburgh let him go. John played sandlot football for a little while on a semi-pro team called the Bloomfield Rams. He got $6 a game, and the games usually ended in fistfights. Then came that incredible opportunity to prove himself. A pro team contacted him. It was an emergency situation, they explained. Their backup quarterback had suddenly announced his retirement. They needed somebody behind their starter, George Shaw, just in case. And what do you know? The 4th game of the season, Shaw broke his leg. So there was John, heading for the huddle, determined to make it his lucky break. Instead, it was a disaster. When John entered the game, his team was ahead, 20-14. But John's first pass was intercepted by J.C. Caroline, who ran for a touchdown. On the very next offensive play, John fumbled. The Bears ran for another touchdown. And then John fumbled again. Another Bear touchdown. And then John fumbled again, another Bear touchdown, and when the smoke cleared, the Chicago Bears had won that game. Now remember, his team had been leading when John went into the game, but his team lost 58-27. Well, this was the sign the young quarterback had waited for. He'd had one golden opportunity after another. But all of those past coaches who had said he was too small to play football apparently were right. He was just not a big enough man for the game. And thus into the Baltimore Colts locker room, he trudged wearily, despondent, utterly unaware that one day sports writers would be calling him the greatest quarterback in the NFL. And by now you remember Too Small John as the legendary Johnny Unitas. Only now you know the rest of the story.